the parallel is counted with the gross. But this is contradictory. He is blind.
No notion, but he is blind. He has no notion.
Similarly, this origin moment is a farce because they remain the Chamar and Bhangir and still they are called Harijan. Oh, the same thing. No Lochan, but Padma Lochan. Everyone has got right. He can become the most advanced devotee. There is no hindrance, but they must be trained up as Harijan, not that artificially, simply rubber stamp Harijan. Therefore, that moment is failure. We have no objection to make anyone. Krishna says, "Mang hi partha vipassritya jipishu papajani." Papajani, lower class. Janma, isajya, sutta, sri, these four things, to take birth in high-class family, janma, aishajya, to become very rich, and sutta, to become very learned scholar, and sri, beautiful. These four things are there, whose background is pious life. Otherwise, it's not possible. Janmai sajya sutasi. So, those who are just the opposite means not born in very high class family, not, they say accident. No, it is not accident. According to Shastra, karmana daivanatrena, there is superior examination. Yamaraj is there. Now this man is now dead. This soul is now changing body. What kind of body he will get next? That is judged by the superior authority. Just like in the office, a person is promoted, so his record is examined. Now how he has worked honestly to the interest of the establishment. All this consideration, then he is given increment of salary or promotion to higher post. This is common sense. So it is not an accident. A man is born from the very beginning, a rich man's son. That does not mean that it is an accident. Daivanatrena, by superior arrangement, he is given the chance to take birth in an aristocratic family or rich family or educated family or in a beautiful family. There is. But this is, so far it is concerned, it is body. And our movement, the Krishna consciousness movement, is not of the body. Body is superfluous. It is spiritual movement. Krishna therefore begins, asmin dehi, dehi. This body is external, just like dress. We are having this dress. I am not this dress, I am within the dress. Similarly, the spirit soul is within this body. And spiritual movement means about the spirit soul, not of this body. So that spirit soul is completely different from the body. And just like a gentleman is gentleman, one may have a different type of dress. Not that everyone is expected of the same dress, but within the dress, a gentleman is gentleman. So similarly, although there are so many varieties of bodies, within the body the soul is pure part and parcel of Krishna. So the spiritual movement means to take up the spirit soul within the body and to elevate him from the conditioned life. And that is spiritual movement. He has been put into condition. So that action can be taken without any hindrances, without any impediment. Ohitukya pratihata, that the verse I was speaking yesterday, that without any cause, without any impediments, the soul can be raised by the process. Krishna says, manhi parthava pasitya jipishu pabhujana. Never mind, one is born in low-class family, poor, ugly, uneducated family, it doesn't matter. But he can be raised. Now what is the process? Manhi parthava pasitya. One has to take shelter of me. That is Krishna consciousness. We are giving equal chance everyone. It doesn't matter what he is. Krishna says, manhi parthava pasitya, jepishu pabhujana. Pabhujani means low class, poor, uneducated, ugly, no education. That is pabhujana. So, they can be raised. Krishna says, how? Manhi parthava pasitya. If he is engaged in Krishna bhakti. Therefore, it is the topmost welfare activities in the human society. Anyone can be raised. There are different grades of life all over the world. Some are black, some are white, some are ugly, some are poor. Varieties. Some are trees, some are plants, some are aquatic, some are birds, beasts, insects. These are different varieties of life. 8,400,000. Some of them demigods, Brahma, Indra, Chandra. Very, very powerful. Just like this sun, that is also a planet, and the chief person is the sun god, Vibhushan. You get all this. These askers, they do not know what is these planets, what are they are in them. They are exactly like this planet. Just like here also, we have got president, it is expected one president or one king in one planet. That was formerly. On this planet, there was one king, the Pandavas, up to Maharaj Parikshit, 5,000 years ago, one of the whole world. One kingdom, one ruling, one culture, Vedic culture. Gradually, we are losing. The culture is lost, and anyone is doing as he likes. No king, no ruling, therefore chaotic condition. Otherwise, according to God's plan, every planet there is one chief person ruling. So in the sun there is a person. His name is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vibhasati Yugam Prathama. His name is Vibhasa. And his son is Vaivasata Manu. Vibhasana Mano Viprao. These things are there. And his son, Ikhaku. And from the Ikhaku, the Kshatriya Vansa. In India still, the Kshatriyas are known two dynasties, one from sun, one from the moon. Chandra Vamsa, Sudra. Still, they are. So the Kshatriyas are coming. One dynasty is coming from the sun, another. So moon is not desert. These are simply rascals, they do not know anything. And rascals believe that the moon is desert and the sun is desert. Only this planet is full of variety and beauty. No, we have to take lessons from the shastras. Anyone can be raised to the highest platform. Chandalapi Dijasastra Hari Bhakti Parayana. Even one is born as Chandala. Chandala means less than the Sudras, the dog eaters. Chandala, sapacha. They are called sapacha. Sa means dog. And pacha means cooker. One who cooks the... There are still so many in Korea, in China, in Hong Kong, they eat dog.
They consider it a delicacy.
Huh?
I had a German priest staying with me last year. And he was telling me that he had wonderful soup. And when he found out what was the soup, he said, "Well, didn't you see the puppy who was going about this morning? It's the soup of the same puppy."
In Hong Kong. Yes. In Hong Kong, you won't find street dogs. So in India also, there are dog eaters. In Assam, you'll find, they make kukur pitha. Kukur pitha means, first of all, the dog is given to eat some rice preparation with gur and pushing, when it dies, then it is roasted.
My.
Then that is very good. Kukur pitha. The Assam is the east. There are different nations. Sapacha, this world is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Vidyabhinaye sampanne brahmani gavihastani sunichecha sapakisha. The sapak. Sapak means the chanda, one who eats a dog. Sapakisha pandita samadarishana. Everyone can be raised to the platform of Krishna consciousness. There is no difficulty. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. From early in the morning, he is teaching. Udila Aruna Prabhu Bhage, Dijamani Gura Omani Jaga. He was not lazy. He was very busy. From early in the morning, if he at least pretend to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot sleep. We must rise early in the morning. If you want to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no question of sleeping in the morning. One must get up at least 1.5 hours before the sunrise. That is Mangalarti. Mangalarti means to get up early in the morning, take your bath and be prepared for the Mangalarti. Then begin your chanting, prayer. This is activity. It is not, Krishna consciousness is not a lazy life. It is not lazy life. All Krishna conscious, Rama conscious, they are very busy. Take even the Hanuman, Jambuvan, Angad, they are monkeys. Still, how they are busy from the history we find to serve Krishna, Ramachandra. Hare Krishna. I was questioned by some gentleman. Sometimes in 1940, he charged that the Vaishnav, this Vaishnav means a lazy fellow. He said like that, he charged. So I said, you have never seen a Vaishnav. I told him, you have never seen a Vaishnav. No, I see this Vaishnav, they do not do anything and taking one mala and pretending to be very highly irritated and sleep, snore. That's but you have seen, you have not seen. You might have seen the pseudo Vaishnav, but real Vaishnav you have not seen. What is a real Vaishnav? And I say that in India there are two big wars. One war was the Ram Ravan and another war Kurukshetra. So in these two wars the hero is Vaishnav. One is Hanuman and another is Arjuna. Have you seen them? Have you heard about them? Are they lazy fellow? Hanuman is Vaishnav, he could raise one mountain and jump over the sea and set fire in the very beautiful state of Ravana. This is Vaishnava. This is Vaishnava. And Arjuna, he was in the beginning hesitating that my cousin brothers, the other side,